Today marks the halfway point of our 30-week journey through Believe, and I hope that you've been blessed and encouraged by the series so far, and we are halfway through the practices part of the Believe series, and so we've been talking about things like prayer and worship, and last week we talked about single-mindedness, which many of you thought, wow, how's that a practice? And hopefully we shared how that's a practice. And today's another tough one as we talk about a surrender. And the message is entitled Total Surrender. Surrender is hard. It's hard for us to surrender. And many times people refuse to surrender. Hiro Onoda did. He was a lieutenant in the Japanese Army during World War II. And as he was part of Army intelligence, he had been sent to Lubang, which was 90 miles southwest of the Philippine capital, Manila, in December 1944. 3 months after his arrival in that area, the Allied troops landed on the island and the Japanese troops began surrendering. But not Onoda. He refused to give up. In fact, he headed for the jungle with three other soldiers. His generation was taught absolute loyalty to Japan and its emperor. And he and the other soldiers in the Imperial Army followed that code and said that death was preferable to surrender. And so off they went into the jungle. One of the soldiers emerged from the jungle in 1950, and the other two died. But Onoda stayed and struggled to feed himself in the jungle. He would steal rice and bananas from villagers, even shoot their cows to make dried beef. And he stayed on the island carrying out occasional guerrilla warfare, following the last orders he had been given. This lasted until February 20th, 1974, when a young traveler named Norio Suzuki went to Lubang to find Onoda. And he made camp in jungle clearings and he just waited. He waited for Onoda to show up and to make contact with him, and began to talk to him. And sure enough, it happened. Suzuki returned and told authorities about Onoda. They sent his commanding officer, Major Yoshimi Taniguchi, who had given him his last order to bring about the surrender. And so Onoda was pardoned by the Philippine government and went home to Japan with a hero's welcome. Although he struggled to adapt to this new life, he did not view his 30 years in the jungle. Think about that. 30 years in the jungle because he refused to surrender. He did not consider it a waste of time. In fact, he was the last Japanese soldier to surrender. And he died January 16th, 2014. It's an amazing story if you think about it. Someone who was so determined not to surrender that they would live for 30 years in a jungle, carrying out guerrilla warfare because they were not going to give up, not going to surrender. We don't like to surrender. How many of you like to surrender, right? We don't like to surrender. We're told, we're trained not to surrender, to hang in there, to keep on keeping on. This is America, land of the free, home of the brave. Surrender isn't a part of our vocabulary. Now, I may be going out on a limb here, but I'm guessing you feel pretty much the same way. We like to be in control of our own situation, of our own lives. We like to make our own decisions. We don't like to surrender control to anyone. Like Onoda, we feel that death is preferable to surrender. Never give up. Now, before we go any further, let's be clear what we're talking about. When I say surrender, what I'm talking about is giving myself fully and completely to God. That's what we mean by surrender in our context today. Giving myself fully and completely to God. Surrendering everything I have, everything I am, to be used by God for His purposes. Our key idea for week 15 is this. I dedicate my life to God's purposes. I surrender all that I have, all that I am, to God for His purposes. Let me try and put it another way for you. Imagine being in a relationship where you are completely committed to the other person. Through thick and thin, joy and sorrow, sickness and health, you are committed to that relationship no matter what. You are all in. But the other person, not so much. He or she is in the relationship only for himself or herself, or what he or she can get out of of that relationship. As long as their needs are being met, they're good, but don't expect them to meet your needs. It's never going to happen. They are nowhere nearly as committed as you are. Now, what happens in a relationship like that? You're all in, but the other person is just sticking their toe in. It's going to get pretty frustrating, is it not? It's going to be disappointing. It's going to be discouraging. It hurts when someone doesn't give as much to the relationship as you do. Well, the good news today is that God is all in. He's all in. He's given everything for you and to you. And you and I too often are just dipping our toe in. We lack the commitment to the relationship that God has to us. Our text this morning is just two verses from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I want you to hear these words as we consider God's message entitled, Total Surrender. Paul writes, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." You know, I think every follower of Jesus Christ wants to know God's will. Everyone wants to know, what is God's will for my life? And I think many of us struggle to discern that as we go through our lives. Is this God, what really God is calling me to? We want to know God's purposes for our lives. And Paul tells us in this passage that the key to discerning God's will is our total surrender. So let's break it down a bit. Our first point today is this. Total surrender is giving myself fully and completely to God. Total surrender is giving myself fully and completely to God. It's giving to Him everything that I am, everything that I have. My life, my resources, my desire, my ambitions in life, I'm giving them all to God. I surrender everything to be used by God for His purposes. Now, it might be easier to offer ourselves as dead sacrifices. We're told in Romans 12 to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. But it might be easier to offer ourselves as dead sacrifices than living. But that's not what God wants from us. He doesn't want our cold, lifeless, limp body. He wants everything we have and everything we are. Our desires, our goals, our gifts, our time, our talents, our finances, everything fully surrendered to Him. God does not want to be just another activity on our schedule. I go to the gym, I play hockey, I go to church. He doesn't want to be just a slice of our lives, work, family, friends, God. God isn't a date on the calendar. He is the calendar. He's not a slice of your life. He is your life. You know, for thousands of years, people thought that the sun revolved around the earth. They thought that, you know, we were the center of the universe, you know, until one man risked his life to prove otherwise. And now we don't question it at all. We know that the sun doesn't revolve around us. We revolve around the sun. Why then do we still live like the sun, S-O-N, revolves around us? Newsflash, we're not the center. God is. He doesn't revolve around our plans, activities, and desires. We must revolve around His. And that's all that Paul is saying here. Dedicate yourselves, everything you have, everything you are, to God for His purposes. The Apostle Paul says that God wants that. He calls it being a living sacrifice. You know, I think Paul knew something about sacrifice. He was a Jew. He grew up with the sacrificial system. He observed people bringing their animals for sacrifice to the temple. He understood sacrifice. He traveled to Rome when all sorts of sacrifices were made at temples. But he got to know the ways of Christ, and he came to know that Jesus, He wants something different from us. He wants something different. He doesn't want a dead sacrifice. He wants a living sacrifice. For Paul, worship is not just an event. It's not giving up an hour on a Sunday morning. It's a sacrificial life, a life that surrenders itself to God's purposes. But there's a problem, my friends, with living sacrifices. They keep climbing down off the altar. Think about that. Living sacrifices, they keep climbing down off the altar. I know I did. I know I did. Did you ever climb off the altar? I can think of lots of times that I did. Even after I promised to follow God back when I was at the age of 8 years old, I can look back in my life and see many times when I crawled down from that altar as if to say, you know, Lord, not yet. Not yet. I'm not quite ready. I got some things I need to take care of. I'm not willing to be that living sacrifice just yet. How about you? That problem of climbing off the altar. How often do we do that? Why do we do that? Why do we climb off the altar? Because we want to remain in control, don't we? We want to remain in control. And that leads to our second point today. Our second point about surrender. Total surrender is realizing I don't have control. It's realizing that I don't have control. The faster life goes, the tighter I hold on just trying to control it. But control is an illusion. We've never had it, and we never will. Total surrender is recognizing that I don't have control of my life, but I am so glad that God does. I'm so glad that God does. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Look here, you who say today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if it's the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your plans, and all such boasting is evil. There's a saying that says, if you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans. And honestly, I don't know about you. I don't know if it makes him laugh or cry. When we spend so much time planning and projecting and trying to do all these things, rather than simply totally surrendering to him. Connie Kavanaugh, in her book, From Faking It to Finding Grace, writes the difference between commitment and surrender. She writes, commitment means I'm still in control, whereas surrender takes me out of the driver's seat. Commitment is deciding on a plan. Surrender is going to God for his plan. Inherent in the act of surrender is submission to the conqueror. We cannot surrender to God unless we submit ourselves to his absolute control. This means that we no longer have a plan for our life. Instead, we seek to understand his purpose for our existence. Understand that commitment is something we can do, something we can control. But surrender, we are making the conscious choice to not have control, to put it in the Lord's hands. When we surrender, we give up, putting our focus where it belongs, on God. And I think Jesus affirms that very much so in Matthew chapter 10, 39, where he says rather bluntly, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And that leads to our final point here today, that total surrender is about obeying the master. That's what total surrender means. It means you and I, we're going to obey the master. If Jesus Christ is our Lord and our God, our Savior, our Master, we're going to obey Him. Even when it doesn't make sense. Even when it's conflicting with our own plan and our own agenda. Romans 12:2 says, when we offer our bodies as living sacrifices, what happens? We begin to know and live the will of God. We're able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Don't you want to know God's will for your life? Don't you want to know what God's will is for your life? Don't we want to be living in the center of God's will each day? Friends, that happens as we are transformed, as our minds are renewed, as control is surrendered to the Master, and we live obediently. You know, it's interesting that the Bible is filled with people who were slow to give up their plans and do what God asked. Moses had all kinds of excuses why he couldn't go back to Egypt. Gideon was sure that God had selected the wrong person to defeat the Midianites. Jeremiah, he said he was too young to be a prophet. Jonah, he refused to go to Nineveh and caught a boat going in the opposite direction. Esther was afraid the king would not welcome her and that she would be put to death. You know, I think we are a lot like these people before they surrendered their lives to God's purposes. But ultimately, these people all did what God asked. God used Moses to free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. God used Gideon to defeat the Midianites. God used Jeremiah to warn the people about God's judgment for sin and give them the promise of the new covenant of forgiveness. God used Jonah to call the people of Nineveh to repentance. And God used Esther to save the Jewish people. What did each of these heroes of the faith do? They totally surrendered to God and they were obedient to the Master. They were totally surrendered to God. Okay, if this is what you're calling me to do, God, I'll do it. And they were obedient to what they were called to do. Agnes's father died when she was only 9 years old. And at the early age of 12, Agnes felt called to a religious life. And although her mother was initially against the idea of her beloved daughter leaving her home in Macedonia to serve in India, she eventually understood the call of God. And she gave Agnes this piece of prophetic advice. Put your hand in his hand and walk all alone with him. This charge would mark her life for the rest of her days. Agnes, better known as Mother Teresa, died at the age of 87. Her efforts had produced fruit in over 130 countries, including a network of 600 homeless shelters, orphanages, AIDS hospices, leprosy clinics, and homes for single mothers. A Gallup poll survey in 1999 named her number one on the list of most widely admired people of the 20th century. The cultural norm will always be to fulfill our own desires as much as possible, which is the opposite of our key idea today, committing to hand our life to an unseen God. Not going to be popular, but it'll make for some difficult days. But the example of Mother Teresa shows us how a life surrendered to God can be used mightily for God's purposes. Are we willing to follow the examples of those who have surrendered their lives to God and do the same? What are some key applications to the message today? What does it mean to surrender? To totally surrender to God's plans. First, it means that we offer every moment, thought, and activity of our lives as a sacrifice to God. It means that we're going to let Jesus take the lead in how we live our lives each and every day. So that every day, every moment, every thought is surrendered to the Lord. We listen to God's voice. We turn away from everything that is counter to His will and we follow Him. Second, it means that we wait for God's timing. And we're not good with that. We're not good with waiting for God's timing. The children of Israel, they waited a long time for God to send His Son into our world. God may not act as quickly as we want, but He's never late. He's always on time. So instead of taking matters into your own hands when you think God is moving too slowly, wait for God's timing. Third, it means we're going to trust in God's promises. And God always keeps His promises. He promised that He would send His Son into our world to pay the price for our sins. God promised that He will always be with us and help us to face the challenges of life. God promised that He will come again as Lord and Savior of all who believe in Him. We can trust in God's promises. And finally, it means that we serve in any way God desires. That we serve in any way God desires. So if God is calling you to something, asking you to do something, total surrender says, I'm going to do what God is calling me to do. We never give up on the Lord, on His promises, on His people. And we never give up on following the Lord because we know that God is with us. Let me close with this. I never tire of hearing the story of the chicken that shared with the pig his desire to prepare a special breakfast for their farmer. The chicken said to the pig, I will provide the eggs and you provide the bacon. And the pig thought about it for a moment and then responded, you're only making a contribution. I'm making a total sacrifice. You want to take away today? Be the pig for Jesus. That's a takeaway. Be the pig for Jesus. Make the total sacrifice. We should be willing to die for Jesus. But He's not asking us to be a dead sacrifice, but instead what? A living sacrifice. In light of what God has done to give us life, we should offer ourselves as living sacrifices to Him. Total surrender. That's what the Christian life is all about. And it is hard. It is difficult. It's a daily choice we make. Are we making the right choice? Submitting ourselves to Christ's authority and dedicating our lives to His service. Our key idea, once again, is this. I dedicate myself to God's purposes. We do that when we totally surrender. Acts chapter 20, verse 24 from the Apostle Paul. You want to talk about someone who was totally surrendered to the Lord? The Apostle Paul was one. And he says, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Paul was totally surrendered. He lived his life as a living sacrifice. May we too be totally surrendered to God for the glory of God. To the praise of His glory we pray. Amen, so be it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful today that we have wonderful examples in Scripture of people who were totally surrendered to You, who were obedient to You. People like Moses and Esther, Jonah, Gideon. Lord, thank You for those examples. And thank You for the example of Jesus, who was surrendered to the will of the Father. Father, we confess that too often we want to retain control. We want to climb down off the altar. But You call us to be living sacrifice. And it only happens as we totally surrender ourselves to You. So, Father, may it be a daily choice for each of us that we would totally surrender our lives to You and be obedient to the Master. Thank You for Your word to us today, Lord. Help us to believe and help us to practice what we believe, because what we believe and what we practice matters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.